Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, technology writer David Pogue will join us. Plus, we'll also have the Dean of the College of Science at UNR, Jeff Thompson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program David Pogue. He's a technology writer and TV science presenter. He's a personal technology columnist for Yahoo Tech, a tech correspondent for the CBS Sunday Morning Show, a columnist for Wikipedia, a PBS host for Nova, writes for Scientific American. Do you know how many people you're cheating out of jobs? Stop it!
It's really not fair.
All right, I got a bunch of questions for you. Let's start with digital banking. Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, man.
Are you not terrified that somebody's going to hack your account and suddenly you've got no money for 6 months?
Not at all. It wouldn't be my problem is the main reason. I mean, any time in my experience, even pre-digital, any time the bank screws up or there's some discrepancy, the bank always rules in my favor. They have to. I first got into it when you could bank electronically, you know, checking and paying bills. The cool thing about bill paying is that you could... When you got the bill in the mail, you could schedule the payment to go out the day before it was due. So the float of the interest was yours to keep instead of the utility companies to keep. So, yeah, I think overall. And this new thing where you can take a picture of a check and deposit it without actually going to the bank, brilliant. Yeah, no, I'm a huge believer.
All right. The Internet of Everything. Do we really want everything talking to each other without us being in the conversation?
Man, this term, the Internet of Things, first of all, the term, I can't stand it. What syntax is that? The Internet of Things. Like, you don't say I'm going to put on my jeans of blue. It's weird. It's not even right, right?
Well, if you're Yoda, you do.
Yeah. If you, I will. That's right. Yeah, it's like Yoda talking. But it simply refers to ordinary devices that now communicate to each other, networkable devices is all it is. And you're right. Right now, this is the Wild West. This is very early. There's no security baked in. They're at a hacker's, you know, field day right now. Of course, nobody has this stuff right now either. So we're no mortal danger. And the security problem is well known. And as this stuff matures, I'm sure they will they will address it. But right now, the only really meaningful hit is like the thermostats. They, you know, be able to control your you know, I have two Nest thermostats at home, and I can pull out my phone right now and change the temperature for my kids back at home at this moment if I so chose. So that's very popular.
But don't you worry about the number of attacks on sites here in this country from around the world, and actually sites all over the world that are being attacked from places like Russia, China, that we're opening up ourselves to a horrible situation potentially in the future, especially with things like the power grid, for example?
Yes and no. I'm glad you asked that question, because a month ago I would not have been very knowledgeable on this subject. I just finished doing a story for CBS Sunday Morning on this very topic, and we went to the White House and we interviewed Obama's new counter-cyber-terrorism chief. So the truth is that these things depicted in the movies, like the power grid and the dams and the nuclear power plants, it's never happened. It's very difficult to do, number one. Number two is, if you're a bad guy in another country and you're taking some kind of act like that against the United States, it's not just cyber retaliation you're going to face. It's the military. So you're messing with a big superpower in a way that's no better or worse than had you blown up a building. So.
Right, but then you look at what Israel and the United States did, in quotes, to Iran with the centrifuges.
Right.
I mean, Stuxnet.
Right.
And the following viruses. I mean, this is not like you don't have state-sponsored terrorism, but
right.
You also have privately sponsored terrorism.
Right. Yeah, this is true. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible to happen in this country. I'm just saying it hasn't. And from every expert I spoke to all the way up to the White House, it's a pretty remote possibility. That doesn't mean they aren't getting ready for it. They are. They're preparing for it. So Lisa Monaco, the new head of this counterterrorism unit, told me that part of the big problem is that most of these networks are in private hands. They're corporate networks. So the White House can only do so much to protect us, right? Look at the Sony Pictures example. They need to work with the private sector in conjunction with the government to get good defenses up. But the problem is the timing is so horrible after the whole NSA scandal. Like, right now, the private sector does not trust the government, does not want to turn over any more data than necessary to the government. So we've kind of made a bigger problem out of it than we would have had a few years ago.
You know, and it's fascinating because, you know, we all have worries about privacy in terms of government, and yet with Facebook and Instagram and other things like that, we have totally given up our right to privacy and just searching online, where you're being stalked by the ad that you looked at 3 weeks ago for a pair of shoes, and now you're being chased forever by that pair of shoes.
That's true. You and I can have this conversation, but if we were both 19, we would look at each other blankly. That there's a huge generational split on this point. Younger people have absolutely no problem surrendering their private data in exchange for free stuff. You know, Google Maps shows you color codes on the roads to show you the speed of traffic of every road nearby. Well, how do they do that? There's no sensors in the roads. They do that because they're tracking the positions of the hundreds of millions of Android cell phones. And older people are like, oh, but you're tracking me? That's scary. And younger people are like, cool, as long as it's anonymous, it's not David Pogue you're tracking, and aggregated with everybody else's speeds, great, give me free color coding. So it's a big generational divide.
All right, but the bottom line is, for example, in New York City, people have been busted in divorce cases because they said that they were going somewhere else in Brooklyn, but they crossed the bridge and hit the toll gate, and suddenly the divorce attorney is saying, I believe you're in Manhattan.
That's a bad thing? We want to reward liars?
I don't know. You know, I found it interesting. I crossed the Golden Gate Bridge about 6 months ago, and there's no toll plaza anymore. But what you get is a photo of your license plate and a ticket with how much money you owe, and you better send it in, otherwise not good.
Right.
So, I mean, it's interesting, but do you not think that down the road that this continuing loss of privacy and the ability of companies to go beyond just, you know, looking at, you know, a large amount of data, but we'll be able to come right down to you?
I guess I'm of two minds. First of all, I do think that we are too prone to hysteria in this country. I mean,
what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every time there's some new development, it's a time-honored thing, right? People thought that the microwave would give you cancer. I was reading that when commercial air travel began, cardiologists were saying the blood would pool in the back of your heart and kill you. Like, we are always afraid of a new technology. It's just the way it is. Then things settle down over the years. So, oh my gosh, the movies show the bad guys controlling all the traffic lights and blowing up our nuclear power plants. No, probably not. You have much bigger things to worry about. Worry about people texting and driving. That's going to kill you soon.
Okay, but then look at Star Trek and what came from Star Trek. You look at the phone that you carry around with you, especially the flip phones. I mean, that came from the pages of Star Trek.
Right. So, I mean, so that's the other side of it. There are times when things go too far. The NSA went too far. And every time the public, in this country at least, tends to push back. Like, why don't we have the traffic cams on every street corner like they have in England? I mean, not just the Golden Gate Bridge, every corner.
Right.
Watching you, taking pictures, and billing you for speeding tickets. Why don't we have those in this country? It will never happen. The people have a way of rising up and pushing back. Do you remember last year that those awful bills that were supposed to track down copyright offenders?
Right.
By the SEPA, and they were going to be really intrusive and going way too far. And people rose up, and the bills got killed. Or net neutrality. They're going to take away net neutrality. And there was a huge outcry, and everybody bombarded.
Yeah, but I think that was more driven by the telecommunications companies and the cable companies and the satellite companies who got their viewers to get involved.
But
anyway, let's
say... But I'm saying...
I got to say, we have to make some money. We got to make money.
Yeah, they lost.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with David Pogue. He's a technology writer, and he has too many jobs for us to mention again here. But you can find him on Yahoo, or just Google him. You got a brand new watch there. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm reviewing the Apple Watch, the much vaunted Apple Watch.
What do you think so far?
I'm pretty sold. I mean,
really?
First of all, it's not another iPhone, because you can't even use one without an iPhone. It's an accessory to the iPhone. But if you've ever looked at anyone else's smartwatch that's come before it, I mean, they look like the Commodore 64 next to this thing. Apple is designing and marketing and treating this as a piece of jewelry. You know, you'll go into an Apple store, they're under a display case, the salesman will say, "Would you like to see this one?" I mean, it's the whole thing. And in that regard, it is so much more refined and understandable and elegant. I mean, the screen itself and the way it's been a thought through is, I mean, it's typical Apple stuff, right? More expensive and better.
Okay, but give me top three advantages of having this watch.
Okay, so actually, that's a huge question. There have been a bunch of smartwatches. They've all failed because they never answer the question, why? What, you know, so Samsung had a failed one. And they're like, well, you can look at your text messages like this instead of looking at them on my phone like that, or you can make phone calls like this because it's so hard to do that. You know, so Apple has answered that question in clever ways. So, for example, if you look on the back of it, it's studded with medical sensors. So two LEDs in different colors and two cameras. And that is to track your heart rate. It's keeping these sensors against your skin all the time, which is something you cannot do with the phone. So very much geared toward health and fitness. Long list of amazing features there. Another thing they've really mastered, again, being against your skin, what is the advantage? It signals you in subtle ways. You know how phones vibrate?
Right.
This thing doesn't vibrate. It taps you quietly on the wrist. It's like, hey. There's a different kind of tap for a phone call, a different kind of tap for an incoming text message, or just coming here to the studio. I was using it for GPS. Phone stayed in my pocket, hands stayed on the wheel, and when it was time to take a turn and go three taps, I look at the phone and there's a big arrow, turn right here. So, and for example, you know, if I want to send a message to my wife and she's in another city, I can draw something like a star or a heart, and it will draw in real time on her watch. That's something, a kind of communication that's never been done before. Or I could tap a pattern like, I love you, honey, and on her wrist, and thousands of miles away, she'll feel, I love you, honey. So they've really thought through, why is something on your wrist?
But not an aid to distracted driving.
Now what?
Not an aid to distracted driving.
It's a tough call because I think I would rather have the person leave his hands on the wheel and just go like that than what we do now, which is, you know, what's my password? You know, it's arguably less distracting.
All right, what keeps you up at night? What concerns you?
Stress. What keeps me up at night? Texting while driving keeps me up at night. I mean, if I think of the things that are going to kill me or kill any of us, the most likely thing right now is someone looking at his phone while he's driving. I mean, you've got a 2-ton piece of metal driving blind. That's scary. You're texting while driving 40 times more likely to be in a car accident than if you weren't. I mean, it's the same degree of danger as driving really, really drunk.
You know, it's interesting because out of all the things you could talk about, international terrorism, you know, government intrusion, it's texting. And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, there's an interesting dichotomy between the way that young people deal with technology and the way with older people deal with technology. And I saw it with the Weather Service years ago when they came in with new computer systems and the old forecasters just said, you know what, I can't handle this anymore. And I'm seeing it now with doctors who are in their early 60s who just don't want to deal with the technology. They feel that the old paper folders were better and they don't want to deal with this. Your thoughts?
It's true. I once wrote in one of my New York Times columns that I made a remark that this is an interesting new technology. It will be rapidly picked up by younger people and will be dismissed by older people. And I got these outraged emails from readers saying, what makes you think older people are any less capable of technology as younger? What makes me think? Science. It doesn't matter what the skill is. You learn faster when you're younger. Learning another language, learning a musical instrument, learning a sport, learning a new technology. It's life. You learn more easily when you're younger. It's true. So the fact is, it is generational. Older people have more trouble adapting to new technology than younger people. But guess what? The younger crowd's time will come. They will be our age one day, and they'll find out.
Can we laugh wickedly now? The death of the PC, is it coming?
No. It is a very human thing to want to say X is going to replace Y. You know, every new phone is called, oh, it's the iPhone killer. No, it's not an iPhone killer. Things in technology tend not to replace things. They tend to add on. You know, U.S. mail was diminished by email, but it hasn't gone away. Now email is diminishing because of text messaging and Facebook messaging. And so other things are diminishing. The percentages are shifting. But things don't completely go away, and the regular computer won't go away either.
And, you know, it's interesting because the same thing could be said of movies, radio, TV. All of these things have come, faded a little, and then found a way to come back.
Well, not only that, but that was, in fact, predicted. When television was invented, everybody said, that's the end of radio. Because who in his right mind would want to just listen when he could see the picture, too? Right? It doesn't work out that way. It's too easy to say that.
David Pogue, if you're traveling through Nevada again, please stop by.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At Carson City Jeep, we don't give great service and low prices just to win awards. But hey, we say keep them coming. During the award season event, it's the season to save at Carson City Jeep on a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for just $31,500. Or a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 for only $28,500. And you always get more for your trade-in at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Jeff Thompson. He's the Dean of the College of Science at UNR and helped create the Discover Science Lecture Series, of which David Pogue is a part. Tell me about the series, some of the people you've had, David, and who you've got coming.
Okay, so the series is a way to bring great communicators and scientists to Nevada and to Reno and to give the public a chance to hear them talk about what they think is exciting and what they think is coming, what the future brings. And we've had some wonderful people come. I'm very glad that David is with us. But we've had Robert.
If we could just get him fired up.
Fired up, that's exactly right. If we get him up and going, that's right. Robert Ballard was here to talk about discovering the Titanic. We've had Anna.
Bob Ballard was amazing.
Had Anna Roosevelt, who talked about civilizations in Brazil that disappeared after the conquistadors came. And coming up, our own Zeb Hogan will be speaking in May, talking about monster fish.
And he's had just the amazing last few years. I mean, he's everywhere.
He is everywhere. So he's on Nat Geo, he's a National Geographic Explorer, and just last week he opened an exhibit on monster fish at the National Geographic Museum.
So now, are you going to be doing stuff with the mission to Mars?
So we are looking at the mission to Mars. Certainly we have faculty from the mission to Mars. I'm hoping next year we'll have a NASA scientist come talk about it, space exploration.
Doesn't it blow your mind that you've got Scott Kelly going up to the space station, going to spend a year there, almost a year?
It is amazing what we think humans can do now as compared to, say, 30 years ago. Absolutely.
What do you think about the idea? I mean, would you be up if you were at the appropriate age for a mission to Mars that would be potentially a one-way mission?
I can't imagine taking that risk. No, I couldn't do it. But I think there are a lot of people who are more adventurous, more explorers to be the first person on Mars. They will do it.
You know, I read an interesting article yesterday that was talking about how, you know, in the past we've been sending messages out in the cosmos, the SETI program, the Search for Intelligent Life, and, you know, that maybe we should back off a bit because with all these billions of planets that are out there that could be habitable, that we may be bringing in people that we wouldn't want to deal with. I thought that was an interesting thought there. Maybe somebody's watching too much Star Trek.
You know, the first things that they're going to be hearing from us are actually radio programs from the 20s.
Right,
so that's what they'll get first. And then they'll have to decide whether or not we're intelligent life.
And then I Love Lucy and Hogan's Heroes and a lot of crazy stuff. Well, thank you for the great work you're doing and bringing in these great speakers. I know your students really appreciate it, community appreciates it, and all of the viewers on Nevada Newsmakers love it too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
Northern Nevada is full of thriving businesses, exciting events, beautiful sunsets, spectacular food, and some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. The Plush Life will keep you informed, but more importantly, it will inspire you each week to live the happiest, healthiest, best life possible in this beautiful place that we call home.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, "I need cash now." They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty, pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our home of the week.
On our next broadcast, we'll be back in Carson City covering the legislature. We'll see you then.